I am sorry, because I do see in the comments how many people love this every Saturday and how much, you know, it makes their weeks, which is still mental to me. I don't understand why. But
we need a break
for your support. We do need a bit of a break. We're doing some construction. I definitely need a break.
One sec, everyone.
More faffing.
Sorry. No. We, you know what? Let's start. Go.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, your hair really does
celebration.
Do you know? I saw this video on TikTok, and it was like, I have it saved right now so I can show you guys. But I found it really funny because whenever people make edits that are like supposed to be a joke and then people don't take them as a joke, and this was one of them, and I just found it really funny.
Oh, it's of us.
And then people in the comments were going, she's not forced to do anything. That was meant as a joke. And if she didn't want to be in it, Max...
You're smashing this.
Max and Harvey definitely wouldn't make her. I feel like I have like dyslexia or something. I'm really bad at reading things.
No, it's okay. Also, for context, the video was a video of Tilly saying that...
Oh, I thought I would send it to you and you'd put it up on the screen. No? Are we not doing that?
I guess we can do that.
She's
but there's
the
a song
now.
It's gonna get copyrighted.
Yeah,
okay, take the song off then, just put the words up.
Sure, but then you're gonna have to deal with the bleed.
I don't care,
give him the context.
Yeah, fine. The context is that Tilly does labor apparently, and then, you know, or free labor more importantly.
But then someone else said if she didn't want to do it, she wouldn't. Just don't say anything.
I mean, I can think of worse labor to have to do for free. You do just come and sit and have a natter for a bit. You like to talk. So
do I? Maybe I secretly don't.
You have verbalized it on many an occasion. Sorry, I can't. I will admit I have been at a charity match today and I am completely out of energy. I feel really bad as this is the final episode.
The final episode
of this season of the podcast.
13 again.
I have to come back.
Final episode of 13 again. That's it. We're done.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to come back?
No, I'm joking.
That was quite serious.
Yeah,
as well.
I thought you meant that.
What would you say, Tills, you've learned as a 13-year-old? Because frankly, a good majority of your 13-year-old experience has now been documented on a podcast.
Life is just jokes, isn't it?
Yeah, life is just
That's a
jokes.
Good way to see it.
Are you taking life less seriously than you were as a 12-year-old?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to stop now that GCSEs are rearing their heads?
I guess, but at the end of the day, like, why do I sound like a roadman right now?
Well, GCSEs, for anyone who doesn't know, are our exams in the UK.
So
I don't know what.
So for people in America, they're like SATs, I think they call them.
Possibly. Yeah, I don't actually know. But so are you looking forward to that? Are
we
you
do
nervous?
Those in year 6. So
that doesn't mean we're smarter than them. It just means we call it something different. But anyway.
Well,
no.
What did you say? I wasn't listening to you. I never listen.
I'm going to be honest. I forgot what I said.
The vibe is electric for this.
Yeah, last
episode.
The camera. You could bottle this chemistry up and do some magical things.
You're
going to
love this shit.
As a 13-year-old, going into doing your GCSEs, are you nervous?
I'm secretly 45.
So you're going to be fine?
Yeah, I've got all the knowledge.
You got all the knowledge.
Yep.
What are your predicted grades so far?
They didn't really do. Do you mean like my grades on my report? Like, what do you mean?
Sure.
Like,
I don't know how it works.
I don't want to share those.
Oh, okay. That's
Fair.
The answer. And we can move swiftly on. But like,
I tried harder this term. I swear. I had Panto last term. It wasn't fair.
Yeah, that's fair enough. There was a lot going on. But is there anything that just life-wise, not even school-related, but life-wise, that you've figured out or learned or understood better? I mean, one thing maybe is how to deal with, you know, other people better.
I was
going
to say, everyone just makes fun of everyone. And if you're not joining in, you're doing something wrong.
Well, I think you also do need to know when the time to stop is, though. And that's probably something that you are yet to learn properly, because I completely understand the whole, you know, playground, what's the word? I'd
banter?
Banter, exactly. I know you don't call it a playground, but you know what I mean. And to be fair, I mean, a lot of people could look in, sort of bird's eye view, on a bunch of school kids interacting and be like, Jesus Christ, there is so much they could change to all enjoy each other's company much more. But you don't really think about that.
Each other's company by being funny.
Which is true.
If you're not funny, what are you?
But, well...
That's harsh, but fair enough.
The problem is a lot of kids, because they're not intelligent enough to come up with their own jokes, a lot of the time other kids will become the butt of a joke to, you know, make other people laugh. And sometimes a lot of people can shrug that off, which is absolutely fine as long as it doesn't go too deep. But a lot of the time,
that's me shrugging them
people
off.
Will just feel like they're constantly having digs made at them, and it gets a lot for some people. So I think if you can be one of the people to sort of clock onto that as early as possible and figure out where the line is and how you can draw it and make sure you're not making anyone feel too bad about it, then you're going to be winning, because you won't make any enemies. But
what do I get for winning?
A sense of pride. No.
I also think that it is very much in how you respond as well, because I know about you that
I have no beef with anyone. Everyone
I have no beef with anyone, and here's why. If you respond with a sort of reaction that gives someone the kick out of what they intended to get out of you, whether it, because you know, a lot of kids, nice yawn.
Sorry.
A lot of kids in your year probably have a lot of things that they could say to you, make jokes about, and have made jokes about. You've told us before.
Do you know one joke that I think has been so old?
Here we go.
It doesn't really affect me, but I'm like, come on, like, be original now. Is when people like call me Willy, like.
Oh, like, I wasn't expecting that, like, to be the
version. Away from what I thought was going to happen.
I know my name's Tilly and like it rhymes now, but it's just not funny at the
imagine
end of the
with
day.
A double U.
This kid started putting a W at the beginning of everyone's name, waiting to get to mine. He was like, yours would be Willy. No way, Sherlock. I could tell you that. And he was just being so annoying about it. And I was like, it didn't really affect me, but I was just like, the point blank obvious of it was what was annoying me more than the fact that he was trying to annoy me.
Yeah, no, and I can see that. And that's where you meet the sort of person that doesn't really have much of a sense of humor themselves, so they're just going of what they know, which is, you know, toilet humor or whatever. Mm-hmm. But and that's fair enough, that works for some people. But at the same time, you've obviously had people around you who are hilarious to sort of teach you.
Can I just say as well, while we're talking about humor, I saw this comment and it was like a clip of one of the podcast episodes, and someone goes, wow, Tilly's humor is really improving.
It is.
I'm sorry, it's been amazing since birth.
Comes out the womb, tells a knock knock joke.
She just does a stand up routine out.
What are you doing?
It overcooked.
It has been so, like, I've been making you guys laugh since I could talk, since I could walk.
Yeah, a lot of it was laughing at you. In fact, this photo just came up recently.
There we go.
Tilly in the mud.
Very mud.
Very mud. There you go. Whack that one on the screen. Yeah, sure.
I remember that as well. Do you want the story behind it?
Please tell us. Yeah. I forgot what
happened. Basically, I was at one of Leo's football matches, and I think... Hold on, please tell me I've got the right story. Yeah, I think I have. Because there's two times this happened. It's one time it happened with Grandma and Grandpa, so this is the time it happened with Mum. And it was, I remember the exact place it happened. And it's that... it's that place with a football pitch, and it has like a little tiny swimming pool that like you can barely...
I
like,
know what
properly,
you're talking about.
Yeah, you know that place.
Yeah.
And so we were there, and there was like muddy puddles everywhere. And like I was like three.
Peppa Pig was the shit.
Yeah. So I was like, I think I had Crocs on as well. That was my Croc phase, guys. Toddler.
You have not stopped talking about Crocs on this podcast, and it's you that brings
it
up.
I'm not even wearing them anymore. I just wear my slippers.
He's the Croc guy, and he doesn't bring it up. It is always
also, I bring up how much I hate them. They
by the way, Crocs. I DM'd you recently because I need a new pair of my current Crocs because they don't have them in my size. I DM'd them saying, "Are these going to be restocked in a size 12 soon?" I don't even want them for free. I'll buy them. I don't care. Didn't respond. It's not on. It's not on.
They're kind of busy. I think they probably are busy.
Yeah. But you know, I just want to know. I want to buy your products. Come on. Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, that was my Croc phase, and I thought that Crocs being the rubbery type of shoes they were very similar to
wellies. Yeah.
And I just went for it.
There are holes in Crocs.
Tell a 3-year-old that.
Yeah. Facts. She had the full sense of humour, but she had no concept of holes. Yeah. Just completely.
Anyway,
out
I'm
the
pretty
window.
Sure I fell over in it. Or maybe I even tried to run through it or something. I don't remember, but
it
I remember
looks like you had a wrestling match with it, frankly. But yeah, you did a great job either way. I asked the audience to give us some awards. Because, you know, we don't get enough praise as
May
it is.
May I say, it was my idea.
It was actually Tilly's idea. Yeah. It was very much Tilly's idea. But we put it on our story on Instagram, which you can follow us at Max and Harvey and _ Tilly Mills on Instagram. But the some of them that came through were really good. There were some really obvious ones. Some, you know, like the funniest person,
sure,
Harvey.
Really
most
tired.
Handsome, Harvey.
I think that actually goes to Tilly.
Tilly got...
Okay, well, just do them. Just announce them like a little presenter.
All right. Do you know what?
I don't like that you've just got away with giving yourself funniest and most handsome.
Well, they were just...
I gave... Earlier when I was giving Harvey examples of what people might do, I gave him loudest.
But there were loudest and I got most of those. But genuinely, there were an overwhelming amount of people who gave me most handsome. So I just thought I'd sum it up and go, fine. I've got to take it. Yeah, I know. Sorry, guys. So I'm going to read them out. I'm going to read out the awards. You got a few as well.
No, it's okay. You read your awards. Just knowing that they know that you posted that.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to read it out. And if you can guess who got that award, it'll be quite funny. Because I picked ones specifically that aren't necessarily obvious.
Okay.
Who won it. So... Most interesting stories.
Me.
I'll tell you what yours was in a second.
Okay, then Harvey.
Yeah, I feel like it probably does have to go to you, that one, to be fair. But yeah. It's
mine are the most
it was me, unfortunately. Yeah,
mine
I'm sorry.
Mine's the most interesting. They just executed the worst.
That's quite possible. You did, actually, overwhelmingly, the one you got the most was most relatable. That
Which
was the one that
fair.
I saw over yeah, and over yeah, and over yeah. again for Tilly.
We do have a heavy female audience, so I'm not sure how they can
true.
Relate to
See,
us too
like
much.
Every, you always just make excuses. Just let me have it.
No, you have
just
it.
Let
I'm,
me have
I,
it.
I'm sort
the
of pointing out the obvious.
Heavy female audience.
Busting out the analytics mid-podcast.
Guys,
He's
I'm
had a long
this.
Day.
I'm sorry. Okay,
who do we think got most unhinged?
Me.
No, it's me.
Max.
Oh,
okay,
think,
yeah,
okay
fair,
wait,
Max.
Wait.
I'll
accept Max,
me.
Yeah.
It was Max. Yeah. A lot of people said that as well.
To be fair, I feel like I'm most unhinged off camera.
In fact, I've actually got it screenshotted twice here.
Not
and
in front
I didn't
of you guys.
Realize.
Huh?
I've got it screenshotted twice, the most unhinged Max. I didn't even realize it's two different people that said it.
Yeah.
most likely to fall asleep during an episode.
Max. That's Gorby Max.
Was genuinely came up again multiple times.
I'd like to thank nothing.
As well as most likely to be ill, most likely to be zoned out, most likely to be not paying attention, which is constant things.
Yeah. I'm here for the vibes.
So
that's all you get from me.
Okay, who do we think got the most useful?
Harvey.
Mm.
Well, I'm not useful for anything and you fall asleep, so.
What are they... Do you know what that no but do you know is this about the podcast?
Yeah,
then probably you.
It was Dobby.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't know.
Dobby was in my mind, but I didn't think it was Dobby. Sorry, Dob, you weren't in the equation there. I would have said you otherwise.
Yeah. Most nonchalant.
Max.
Yeah, it probably is.
It was Tilly. Tilly got it.
What?
Tilly got most
I'm
nonchalant.
I'm just a nonchalant dreadhead.
Look at how I'm chilling right
only,
now.
Only one person said that, to be fair. So I'm not
I
really
am
sure.
just a nonchalant dreadhead, guys.
Okay. The best twins.
Me? It's got to be me and Dobby. That's got to be me and Dobby.
Is it Tilly and Dobby?
It says Tilly and Dobby, so I can't even argue with it. So. No, it does say Max and Harvey.
Oh, okay.
Real.
Damn, Dobby, we were this close.
Real life NPC.
That's got to be... Is Dobby in the equation?
I mean, yeah.
Then Dobby.
It's got to be Dobby.
Dobby.
It was awarded to me.
Really? Really? So,
yeah, apparently.
Sorry, Dom. Yeah.
So sorry, they just threw Dobby right under the bus for no reason.
He is very NPC. I've never thought about it.
I've thought about it for a second.
We need a Dobby cam.
He's so not the most NPC. He's actually the least, because if you were to look at a lineup of people.
You came to my mind first. I'm going to tell you that.
No, I would actually probably be more likely to be. But I'm going to explain this quickly. If you were to look up a lineup of people and just be like, right, who's the most normal looking fella? And it would never be Dobby. This guy's up to
something. This is almost steered well away from being a compliment now.
No. It's more going back to the shenanigans things. He looks like he's always going to
head of shenanigans.
For a podcast, can we please, I just remember this because I remember when we were watching Dobby in the primary school video. Can we please react to those?
Yeah. And just do like I don't know if that's good for a podcast, I'm afraid.
We'll figure something out.
Like a video or something.
Tilly did actually win the longest story, just to get that out of the way.
Yes.
Who said the most nonsense?
Me.
Me.
It was Max. Max won the most nonsense. Who's the biggest diva?
Harvey.
Why do I feel like they're going to say me? It's not me, but I am torn between you two.
It could be Dobby if Dobby's part of.
And I will say, I will
go
say
for you because they don't see enough of you being a diva, so it might even be her.
It was. There were a few people that got two people got a couple of people saying a diva, but one person got a lot of similar, like either diva or something like that.
Then you or Dobby?
It was Tilly.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, you're the biggest diva. I'm afraid.
That's okay. Slay, own it.
No, I wanted it to be me. I just didn't want to. Yes.
And then an honourable... Oh, I'll try and say that in English. An honourable mention. Best seat goes to the beanbag.
The guy who complained about his seat for like every...
Listen, I didn't decide the awards, all right? I wouldn't have said that, but someone did.
Best seat might be getting scrapped.
Yeah, best seat might
Best seat might be Dobby's.
And then the best liar.
Harvey, his name hasn't been mentioned in a while.
Yeah, no, it must be you. Yeah,
it is very much me. Yeah, a lot of people said that as well. Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's any other... Oh, most effort exerted on the podcast.
What does that mean?
Did I ironically get that one? Yeah, I know you guys too well.
It's like most effort put in, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
However, behind the scenes...
Oh, behind the scenes, blah, blah.
Probably work with Dobby the most on like setting up, packing down and various other planning and stuff.
Do you review the podcast? Like this guy right
Admittedly,
here?
Admittedly, I don't.
This fella.
But I do more editing than he does of the podcast.
What, the audio?
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
So, Dobby, how much editing do you do of the podcast?
I suppose you get clips out. I edit the absolute crap out of the podcast as well.
No, Dobby, how much editing do you do of the podcast? Yeah.
I didn't say I was the same as Dobby. I said more than him.
I'm just want to throw it out there, guys.
Honestly, hours put in gets close between me and Dobby, but he definitely has more than me.
Yeah, I would definitely say so.
He just goes, time to do some nice things to audio. And he's done.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think Dobby wins that one, guys.
Anyway, the final one. Best father to Tilly.
It's got to be Max. They're going to say him because he's my only
father. And I will say, the best father one got like a lot. Like a lot of people decided to submit this for some reason and all said the same thing.
Poor.
Dobby.
Went to me. And a lot of people apologized to Paul because I think a lot of people knew that I wasn't even her dad, but still said that I'm the best father. Yeah, Let's go, Paul. Come at me. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. You can't do anything. I'm the best dad.
Fair enough. Does that wrap the awards?
That wraps the awards. Well done, everyone.
Oh, what time.
It was like the Grammys all over again.
Is better than the Grammys.
This is better than the Grammys.
There's no naked people. Oh, was that not the Grammys?
I guess she's right, yeah.
Were there?
Kanye and...
Oh, right. Yeah, let's not... No.
We don't have to delve
into it. Yeah,
I thought it would just be a little comment that we just passed over.
Actually, there is one more award.
Okay. For Max.
It was dubbed the Marksman Award.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what that means.
Most shots taken.
But it was given by Leo.
Wait, so that must mean someone that targeted him the most.
No, it doesn't.
Marksman.
He's given it to me or Max, definitely, because...
Marksman.
Just because you're saying it.
What does marksman mean? Think about it at home. Think about it at home.
What does marksman mean?
Is it like the person that looks at the camera the most, or...?
No.
A person skilled in shooting.
No, it's not Dobby.
It's me, at least.
I'll tell you what it was for and you'll know who got it.
Okay.
It's for managing to shoot a mint into their own eye. Well, Tilly wins the Marksman Award, which quite possibly is one of the best podcast moments of this series. Yeah, if we had to like rank them, I would say mint in your eye is 100% up there.
That was crazy.
Ketchup bottle is 100% up there. AJR naming is probably up there as well, because there were just so many great moments from that.
And learning what a certain activity is.
Yeah, that sucked.
What activity was that?
Oh, it was your fault. You brought it to the podcast.
Don't worry about it.
Completely blindsided us. And we never actually talked about that properly, I don't think. Maybe we did. I don't know. Maybe on a live stream.
I forgot about that.
But when we did, it's episode 3, for anyone wondering, of the podcast. And Max and I truly, we'd been all over the podcast. We'd been like planning it. We'd been thinking of what we talk about, all this sort of stuff. We could not have been more blindsided by that.
Oh, they
we
had no clue.
We did not know it was going to happen. We were not
told
anything. You
were sat there when we were talking about it. You just didn't have...
Yeah, and then just you saw our live reactions to that. So we obviously decided to leave it in, but it was very close. We nearly cut it out because we were like, this is mental. But we dealt with it, I think, in the most adult way we possibly could.
You ran away.
I did.
You did run away, yeah.
That was my adult response.
Yeah.
That felt like the best option.
Left me for dead.
Yeah. No, maybe I didn't deal with it as well as I thought I did.
No, definitely not.
Oh well,
these I'm not sure what you thought you did, but you've clearly got it wrong in your memory.
Now we want to obviously, you know, look back on some of the things that we've done on this podcast. We've had many segments. I've had my Harvey Hates Everything. You've had your Would You Rathers. Yep. Now I
used to have a segment.
Yeah, it didn't really matter. Okay.
No one cared for that.
I dread.
Hey, no one cared for the Would You Rathers,
mate. Do you know what one of the awards...
Did you hear what she just said?
No,
no one cared for the Would You Rathers, mate.
She might have a
comments. Go wild.
No one in this room.
Go nuts.
No one in this room.
Go off.
Can I say, Tilly, I think, I can't remember what it was, but it was really funny what someone said. Something to do with like stealing the most segments and not coming up with any of her own or something like that.
She just leave everything off of us.
It was quite good.
It's like, oh, that's a nice idea. Mine.
Yeah, exactly. So do you have a would you rather for us to round off the series?
I do.
Would you rather continue the podcast or...
Why? She's robbed me again.
Would you rather never do the podcast again or never do a live stream again?
Oh, that is actually...
That is a good one.
Weirdly, a really good would you rather.
Mine was nowhere near as good. I'm going to do it anyway after, but we'll do that one.
Oh, because the live streams are really fun because we get to chat to people. And that is... But we are able to do that on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And I think... The podcast gives us more opportunity to make sure that what we're doing in a 40 to 50 minute time frame is actually more interesting. Mm-hmm. Whereas on a live stream, we're very laid back, you know, just chatting about whatever, not really focusing on what's going on.
I'm going to be real with you for a second. I'm going to talk as an adult human man. The live streams don't earn as much money. So...
It's true. Well, okay, put it in a more...
That doesn't affect me.
In a more professional way, they're just not as... cost effective. The live streams aren't as cost effective, so it makes more sense from a business point of view to do more podcasts, or rather in the interest of getting things right and not risking our careers, because not to say that we'd say anything offensive, like so offensive that our careers would be over, but if we live streamed all of our podcasts, we'd never have the opportunity to go, maybe that's a bit much and shouldn't go in.
Oh, there's a few things that have been cut.
There's a lot that's been cut. And it's never been anything that we've gone, oh my God, we'd get cancelled for this. It's more things that we've decided may not have the effect that we thought they would when they were said in the room or whatever.
I'm happy to own it. I've said some outrageous shit.
Well, you have.
But that's kind of my thing.
Yeah, so. It is. You, and actually, that was another thing you won. You got the most out-of-pocket things.
Well, that's similar to the one I got before, though, Unhinged.
Yeah, Unhinged. That, I think that was what I grouped together.
I'd probably...
I also want to know what you guys think. No more live streams or no more podcasts?
Yeah, what would you prefer? We carried on with only the podcast or only the live streams? Leave a comment now. We'll wait.
I'd probably only do podcasts because it just...
Yeah. I'd have to pick the podcast as well. Mm-hmm. But maybe people will think different because they probably like the fact that they can speak to us there and then.
Yeah, but so. Also I find it hard to like leave a live stream, or I feel like we find it hard to end a live stream. Sometimes they go on for a bit longer than like is enjoyable sometimes for me. Because I find it really hard to leave.
The live stream?
Yeah.
So you prefer the podcast because it's like, here's the start, here's the finish, done. Yeah, I agree. I think, well, it's not even that it's hard to leave the live stream. It's just like sometimes you just, there's no obvious end. Mm. So it's like, yeah, it's like.
Are we ready for the real shit?
Oh God, I forgot. Can we just skip it?
Yeah.
I don't think we should skip it personally. I think it's what the audience wants and I think we must provide.
Can you just make it quick?
Oh yeah. So would you rather clean an entire car with your tongue?
or
never shower or bathe for an entire year?
Car with tongue.
That is oddly hard to choose between.
Car with tongue. I'd clean the car first, then I'd clean it with my tongue.
The
after.
Outside of a car.
No, you. It has to be a dirty car. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm looking at not bathing. I'll be honest,
because I think you might die.
No, you can't get in water.
But what if water accidentally splashes on me, all over me?
What was the stipulations of the bathing again?
You can never shower or bathe.
Yeah, I'm picking that.
What if I want to go swimming?
I think there will be irreparable damages from having licked an entire car clean.
Yeah, man.
That will last longer than a year, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like, you'll feel that for the rest of your life.
You're going to smell pretty bad, though.
Yeah, but I feel like there's things that you can do to mask it.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, and those are in play. I'm not taking those off.
Exactly, that was why I asked about the stipulations, because I wasn't sure if you said, like, you can't do anything.
Harvey, do you hate anything?
Oh, boy, do I. Mm. I hate lots of things. There's one thing in particular that I've been hating a lot recently. Thanks for setting me up, by the way. Comments. And I don't mean our comments. Because I actually quite like our comments.
Our comments are funny.
95% of the time, I love what you guys have got to say. I mean, I love what you guys have got to say. It's usually when other people come and spoil the fun. But I see a lot of comments on other people's videos or like other people, or just people I don't know's videos. And so many people make so many comments on things they clearly know nothing about. I think there should be a barrier between like... not even to like take a test or anything, but just something else you have to do before you leave a comment to make it just that little bit less desirable. So like, I don't know, you have to complete like one of the games they have in Among Us or something before you leave a comment, just because it's like, because then some people will go, I don't care that much.
But then this
to
is
leave
the thing.
This comment.
So what I counter, it's too easy. What I counter to that is. I will have you know, and I'm sure you do know this, but I'm saying it for the sake of saying it. Most people use social media for the sake of getting other people's opinions on what they've just observed. And that's why social media works so well. Because obviously with like a TV show, yes, people can go to Twitter and whatnot. However, you're getting the hub of the thing and then the comments right there instead of having to go somewhere else for them. And the ease of that is what most people enjoy, and they subconsciously enjoy it as well, because a lot of times on TikTok and Reels they'll just open the comment straight away and they'll majority of the time see a comment that they were thinking exactly and then
so,
they relate
yeah,
to
but,
that.
Yeah, but someone who's come up with a genius comment will go, no, this is worth commenting. Whereas someone who's just spewing shit that they don't even know about half the time, like genuinely, the amount of times that I've not known about the thing I'm watching and I've seen someone else comment about it and I've gone, you know less than I do. And you're saying something that's just so obviously wrong. But now all these other people are upset about it because they care about the thing that you've just commented on. And it's just like, oh.
I think I might have said this before, but I'll reinstate it just again. Yeah. I rarely comment on stuff. Like, yeah, I don't do it that much.
Think I've commented on anything that, or like anyone's account that I don't follow, like on my account.
I think the comments I leave the most are just me thirsting over my friends.
Fair. But unless it like really reaches out to me and I feel the need to, we thirst over Dobby quite a bit. But yeah, no, I will only ever leave a comment on something if I really, truly, you know, and it's normally always positive, to be fair. I say normally, it is always positive. But I just don't, feel the need to like comment on something, even if I disagree with it. Why would I throw myself into, this is what I'm questioning, right? Mm. Are people that bored that they need to post their opinion somewhere so that they can then start a debate with a random stranger they've never met and potentially gain absolutely nothing except bad feelings towards another person they've never met?
I've just thought about it while you were talking. Of course, that's why they do it.
Yeah,
it's like exciting. It's like, oh, someone's responded to me.
Yeah,
someone bit on the
because I've always thought that when looking at like hate comments, it's like, what was that person's agenda to commenting on this video? Were they trying to get a rise out of people? Do they actually believe, you know, what they're saying? Are they do they just hate this person?
You're all right, all your comments are turned off. It doesn't matter.
Only 2 more years.
Yeah, 2 more years. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say it on a thing and then like make it certain, but we might be able to see if we can talk to someone and figure that out, because I think it is a little bit weird. There's so many people have their comments on and she doesn't.
Yeah, there's a, do you know what I mean? Who are like, even younger than me. And they stay.
And people who have more followers than her and are younger than her that have their comments on.
And they get more hate comments than I did.
It's crazy. But, you know, that's the way of the world. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about it. We just got to say yes to the social media platform and keep them happy.
And I mean, it does. The overall thing that I want to say, especially on hate comments, that we're in 2025 now. If you're still posting like trolling stuff and actual specific hate comments, whether it be about appearance or whatever, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, what are you up to?
Go get a hobby. Go get something like actually fun to do.
Get on a horse.
Yeah. Do something like cool. That no one's going to admire you for hating on someone. So maybe switch up. To be fair, I don't know why I'm directing that towards it, because I don't think anyone that watches our stuff.
You guys are great.
Yeah.
We like you guys. And we want you to remember that whenever we whinge about stuff, it's never you guys. You guys are sick. It's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have things to whinge about because we just love complaining. We just love having a moan, don't we? That's what we do, humans.
Yeah, that's what
we
do.
Oh, well, so weather, like, oh, probably bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do.
To be fair, you say humans, I think it's just British people. That is like our thing.
There are some overwhelmingly positive Americans that I've met in my time. There's also some overwhelmingly negative ones. Mm. But I guess it's more common for us to all just be like, ugh, whatever.
Yeah.
British.
If they made our weather better, maybe we wouldn't be like that.
Have you realised that Australians are just the better version of us?
Yeah. Not always, but yeah.
Not always. But most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time. They're so happy. They're so smiley. I mean, they smile apparently because of like the air or whatever.
Not so
but
great.
Like, what?
I said, I mean, the Norris nuts are great.
The Norris nuts are great. Are they your top Australians, best Australians?
Yeah, definitely.
They're like Tilly says, though, they get a lot of sun.
Yeah.
So the vitamin D, good vibes, keeping their bodies, you know, yearning.
Maybe that is why. Should we just move to Australia?
No.
Spiders. Why did I say it in an Australian accent?
Spider. There's loads of spiders out there.
I don't think I could live in Australia.
I just meant to say it normally.
It would be too hot. I can't live in a country.
Oh, yeah,
hot.
No, I would suffer as well. I'm not pretending like I'd be good in that sort of thing. But maybe we'll move somewhere else. Maybe we'll do the next season of the podcast like in Jamaica. America.
I wonder if anyone's like done a poll on where the best weather is ever. Where is the best? But then it's subjective,
everyone's
isn't
different.
It?
Everyone wants different weather. So it's like, what is the ideal weather? You may be yawned. That's not cool.
That scared me.
Here he goes.
I'm fine.
Defending himself. Wow, that was impressive. Did you have something? You did. You.
Let's go.
So this is a really weird thing that we wanted to talk about. Just quickly, because
it's not that weird.
Well, it is a bit. It's a bit like. just coincidental, it's
close,
I guess.
Close to home, innit?
So, for anyone who doesn't know, Eurovision is a song contest that happens every year, and all of the European and Australia and a few other countries compete to like write the best song. And it's also part of it to perform the song and, you know, do a bit of a thing with it. And all the countries vote for their favourite song, and then at the end of it, someone wins. That's how a competition works. But this year, the UK's entry is a band called Remember Monday. They've got a great song. I genuinely like it. I'm actually quite impressed by it. I would have said if I didn't like it. But you know someone.
Yes, Charlotte.
So Charlotte, who is the brunette member, I guess, of the band, is who to you?
So for any of you who don't know, I used to go to this, what's it called? Like
Drama Academy
called Barter. And she used to work there. That's where I first met her. She did choreography mostly. And I did Alice in Wonderland with her, with them. And then we did Matilda, but then she left right before it. But then at the same time as Matilda, she did do Shrek. I did Shrek.
Basically, she's choreographed you loads.
And then I auditioned for Panto. And that year, she was on the audition panel. And I was so scared. Like, I'd never auditioned for Panto before. And I was like, I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen in ages. And like, she was really lovely. And she was like saying hi to the people that she'd, like, that had been there last year, new people. And I was like, I'm so glad you're doing it, but I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not very good at dance. I'm not very good at picking up dance. She was like, it's all cool as long as you use your face and like loads of energy. I sucked at the dance, but my face was all there.
She showed face like there was no tomorrow.
And I'm pretty sure she's like the main reason that I got in that year. So thanks, Charlotte.
That was awesome.
And so a question I have for you, did it ever stand out to you when working with her, or did she ever even mention this sort of project that she had? Because I don't know how long they've been going for, but
so not until we realized that she wasn't choreographing for Panto that year, because everyone was like, well, she was on the audition panel and like stuff like that, like why isn't she choreographing? And then people were like talking about it, and then once I'd found out, I kind of started looking them up on social media, and I was like, oh, they're cool, like they're doing well. And they basically got bigger from then. Like, I feel like they,
because of Eurovision, No, honestly, we're rooting for them. And if anyone, you know, watches Eurovision in any other countries and for some reason wants to support via us, we'll obviously be supporting Remember Monday, because, you know, close to home and all that. And hopefully they win, because nowadays winning Eurovision is sick.
It used
to be a bit of a sort of shaky,
uncertain
if you wanted to do Eurovision thing. And now it's like,
I think
career changing.
Do you know what's mental? I think it depends. The integrity of that competition depends on who wins it the year before.
Because
like, if you do have a gimmicky one the year before, everyone goes, oh.
But you know what's really weird? Nemo was really good, but we haven't really heard much from them.
No.
Since that happened.
That's very true.
But Maneskin, they won 4 years ago, I think, something like that. And
possibly
they
longer.
Are just crushing it.
Yep. It, and obviously, like, Sam Ryder came off well from it, and I think his year was sort of the one that everyone did start going, do you know what, yeah, this is actually quite a cool thing, and started to watch it more.
Wait, what was the song that he did?
Spaceman?
Space. I'm up in space.
I know the song.
Poor Dobby. But yeah.
That is not reflective of my singing ability. I promise it's much worse.
Do you know what's really weird? I don't know if anyone that does watch Eurovision can relate to me on this. Don't get me wrong, I like watching the performances and they're fun, but I get a weird kick out of all the scores coming in.
Oh, the scores.
I love
is the
watching
best
the
bit.
Scores, even though it takes forever.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, another. Another.
It's like watching another. Numbers.
And it's
like
quite satisfying. I'm just sort of sat there. You don't have to think about much. You just see. And it's also a bit juicy, because it's like, oh, well, Latvia only gave Uzbekistan 2 points. And what's wrong there? Like, but yeah. No,
what time of the year does Eurovision happen?
I think it's like,
well, it'll be soon.
Yeah, it'll be like next month or something like that. Yeah.
So probably.
Is it May?
April or May, yeah.
Yeah, May.
Well, yeah, we're excited. Right. Cool. So I don't know what time we're on, how long we've been going, but I think now would be a good time to get anything out that we maybe want to get out before we move on from this series.
Is this a we listen and we don't series. Judge type beat?
Well, it could be. It could be anything.
Yeah, you really went hard on that, huh?
Hey, I'm just an honest person. What can I say?
I...
Unlike someone, like, this liar over here.
I like the sound of my own voice.
Oh, we know.
We know.
We've known yeah, since yeah, before yeah. the podcast.
I'm just putting that out there. I'm just being vulnerable fine. With you guys. That's also a joke.
I
guess it's not going to be taken
like
as one.
I don't like the sound of your voice.
Thank you.
Fair. I quite like the ability to sort of just sit here and listen to you talk about pretty much nothing and somehow people watch it on the internet.
Yeah, who?
Because I just
I think we're both good at talking about nothing, to be yeah. fair.
I just get to chip in and sprinkle more nothing on top of that. No, well, I do talk. I do talk, but I don't ever really feel the need to take the reins.
I feel like when you talk, it's just like...
It's grating.
It's just like one... When you talk, it just kind of goes into one thing and that's what makes me zone out.
Fair enough. I could probably switch up my tone a little bit more, to be fair.
That's what we used to say to Leo. No offense, Leo, but he still is very, like, Leo starts talking and you just, like...
I don't think I'm that monotone, though.
More than us, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, that's what we used to say to Leo, but, like, you're not as bad. But I feel like, to explain it, because it sounds horrible, but sometimes when Leo talks, he just talks the exact same way the whole time, and you just don't really take in anything he says because you're
fair. What I will say, and it is a thing that I sort of just had a revelation about now, is actually on this podcast, I don't think there has been one occasion, except maybe when we did the New Year's Eve podcast, not New Year's Eve, the Christmas quiz, whatever.
Yeah.
I have never switched on like my presenter mode that we used to have.
Oh, I have.
I know you have, because you always do.
Yeah.
But like, and I do kind of like that about this, especially because I can just sit in this studio space and not feel like I'm pushing out a whole load of energy
yeah,
for the sake
it must,
of...
It must be really nice to have someone else carry something for you mentally. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, I love doing it, but sometimes I sit here and my brain feels like it's melting, mm-hmm. like I need a break.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
would you like more of that from me? Because I can, you know, I can try and switch it on a little. Would you guys like more
of that?
I'll
be honest, I don't trust you.
Well, yeah, because that's when it starts getting chaotic. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I need your voice to go high, and I need your
make my voice go high.
Because you get really high, and that's what's exciting, because when you get excited, your voice goes really high.
It's like, no matter what I'm talking about, it's like, it must be good, because he's that mental about it.
Yeah, but that's the point where we turn into that podcast that we keep getting compared to, that I don't like the comparison of, because we are nothing like them.
That's fair. That's a fair comment. It's weird because, and I'm not going to name it, just so it stays... ambiguous.
Yeah.
But I've seen it as well. And there is no disrespect, because everyone's got different, you know, paths and different like perspectives or whatever on things. But I know the difference. Mm. I know some people know the difference, but I think some people just see certain key things and go, oh, that's the same. Because of certain elements, whether or not it be like the gender or the, mm-hmm. you know, the relationship between the people or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But actually...
Look a little deeper. Yeah. Get some depth within you. I mean, to be fair, we don't have
doesn't
much depth
matter.
To this, but we just chat about nonsense. So yeah, we probably are more similar than
are
we think.
Are calling my life nonsense?
Do you know what the difference is? We put less effort in.
And less money.
But actually, no, I won't say, okay, yeah, we don't put less effort in. We just, we take a step back. We just this is
we're just chill.
Three guys having a chat.
We're just three nonchalant chill guys.
But the thing is,
especially
you, if you think about it, especially, and I don't understand how the US audience works. They must have like a really young audience, just podcasts like that. I'm not going to get too specific with it. But especially with us, if we were to be, you know, so loud and childish, and don't get me wrong, we get a little bit childish occasionally, but I think we keep it in good taste. If we were to be like that,
if you do say so yourself,
well, yeah. But if we were to do that all the time, I don't think many people would watch this.
I'd leave.
I think it would be too much.
We couldn't do it. We're not. This is us. This is like us having a conversation.
This is me.
Look out, because we're going to get copyrighted if we keep doing this. We've sung like three songs already.
I stated a statement.
You did. That's fair enough. I started singing. But yeah, like for anyone who's unsure of whether or not we switch it on for the cameras or not, this is, I mean, she's just fucking yawning like there's no tomorrow. There's no skeletons in any closets here.
You know what? Next season, I'm not coming if you guys keep starting as late as you always do. I'm quitting.
I mean, it was only today for multiple reasons. I've been at a charity match. I did actually want to bring this up really quickly. I'm in a lot of pain right now because I got the shit kicked out of my ankle. And it bled through my sock. I still played because these charity games are such nonsense. I noticed that the other team had 14 players on the pitch had 11 still.
Notice how he's
and I was
still
like,
played.
Right, well, I can't stay off the pitch then. So
did
I just.
Did you notice that, Harvey?
He did. And he's a very big, brave boy for doing that.
I am indeed. I played like shit though, I must admit.
So nothing different.
I will.
I'll hit your ankle, mate.
Wrong one.
I didn't point at that one.
Sorry, Tills, I got you.
I thought you were gonna hit my ankle then.
But yeah, sorry, I was just waffling in fairness. You can crack on with whatever you want to crack on with.
Yeah, well, he says I talk nonsense.
I've got the last ever comment shout out if you're interested in it.
I think I was talking about something, but I actually got cut off. I can't remember what it was though.
No, you didn't. You were just trying to cut me off.
No, but thanks, Mr. Nonsense.
Blasphemy!
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Do you not know?
What do you want it to mean?
Are you calling that like the Chinese swear or something like that? Yeah. I don't think that's a real thing.
Oh. I think we should probably not go any further with that just in case it's wrong.
It's always something that has somehow been passed through generations of schools in this country because that was a thing when we were young.
I don't remember that.
It was. And I don't think that's a legitimate thing. If you are from China and can confirm that for us,
don't
as
do it at
being
them.
Well, I'm not doing it at you, but this means nothing to us. If it does to you, then
it
let
means
us
pinky
know.
Promise.
I can feel my brain melting. And can you stop yawning?
Imagine right, that, mate. Falling... pinky promise is on the break.
We're falling apart. Okay, we're gonna do this comment shout out before we all die. Navia 521 said, I want to start by saying that I recently came across your account and I absolutely love your podcast. I live in India, and when you guys upload, it's around 1:30 a.m. here, but I always stay up to watch because I enjoy your content so much. Thank you, Navia.
Thank you.
Now, some questions.
Here we go.
Has your relationship as siblings changed since starting the podcast?
Not really. Probably got worse.
I would say we talk about more. So we actually probably know each other better than we did a year ago.
Yeah, but like you said, we just talk about nonsense.
We do a little bit.
We do, but we also learn a lot about like how you're thinking, about like how you process things and also where you're at with certain elements of your life that we maybe wouldn't know because we wouldn't want to push you on them. But now that there's a camera, it's like, yeah, tell
me
us.
Me and Tilp always have conversations though about our life. I go and bother her every now and then.
Well, yeah, but that's what
Except today, he came in my room and I'd been doing stretches. He lied down next to me and then basically refused to talk to me and just gave me mumbles.
Nah, that is not true. I was talking to you at the start and then you started going on your phone. So I went on my phone.
Oh, right. So it's like a two-way
you
street.
Why I went
here
on my phone is because I went, oh, I need to check the calendar because I keep meaning to see what day my birthday's on this year. By that time, you were already on your phone.
I just went on my phone. Yeah. I've had a long day, Tills. Give me a break. I spoke to you for a bit.
Fair enough. But what I was going to say was that genuinely, because we talk more on the podcast, I know more now about Tilly to talk to her. Not
Is
privately,
you
but do you know what I mean?
To me before.
Well, I think because we're often... No, it's true in a way because we were often so busy and you're obviously always in school and a lot of the times we never really crossed paths that much anyway, other than just the obvious sort of sibling thing. Like, we wouldn't talk about as much because there was just never a good opportunity to. Whereas now, because of this, because we know more about each other, we do just have more behind the scenes private conversations as well, I think.
And poor Dobby knows too much about all of us.
Yeah, Dobby just doesn't. That's the problem, is that we all get the therapy. Dobby just gets the listening. So Dobby has to hear all of this and doesn't actually get to say his own piece.
I listen to Dobby.
What, when he never talks?
I actually think the only person that doesn't listen to Dobby in this room
is you.
Why is he nodding? What? That's not true.
Well, I think
I do talk a lot.
We're gonna get a bit deeper, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Harvey knows best is the equation that it normally falls out to.
And that's fair. That's
a lot,
fair.
A lot of the time,
well,
especially
I listen to him when he talks about his family,
as in he's
like
saying that
grandma.
I think I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I'm not saying I actually do.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
although
yeah.
If we're gonna
No.
But I've always admitted I am a control freak. So even with you, even like I said earlier, I'd rather you weren't the one taking the reins on this podcast because it would drive me more insane. Mm-hmm. I don't love how I feel while I'm having to take the reins, but it would be worse if it was the other way around.
Hey, we could switch it up every so often.
Let's
I'd
not.
Be happy to do that. I think we should. I think we should test it out.
But okay, my new podcast resolution is to not be as much of a control freak, listen to people and give them the benefit of the doubt.
I give you one podcast.
And I'll let you choose what we next do when we go to sleep, all right?
Can I go now? I think that's my cue to leave.
Oh, wow.
That even I embarrassed myself.
Wow-wee. Too far.
Do you...
For anyone wondering, Dobby...
the next one that this person Dobby's asked was, do you ever regret something you said in an episode?
Yeah, yes, man.
That, I regret that.
There's so many things I regret.
I'm trying to think.
This is Navia still, by the way. We're still on the comment shout-out.
I would imagine you're probably not a fan of the admission of almost wetting yourself.
Yeah,
but
that one probably is up there.
If you could go back a week, you would have changed that.
Do you know what? I don't... Again, and this, for me, comes from a place of stubbornness. I never really regret anything I say. It's just like, I said it, there it is.
Yeah, because all the things that you say get cut. Yeah. So you don't have to regret them because no. We go, that can't go in.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Happy days.
Okay, and then the final one. If you could swap lives with one of your siblings for a day, which one would it be and why?
Leo, because he does nothing. And then when someone...
You'd be pointless.
I guess.
So you guys want to pick me?
Yeah.
Pippa. I picked Pippa.
Do you know what though? Wait, what's the, how's the question phrased?
In your family?
If you could swap lives. Swap lives, right? So if you're implying swap lives, does that mean that your brain is going into your body? Like my brain is going into your body. So I'm me still, but I'm living your life. Or am I you? And I understand how you think and how you operate and like... Because if it was that, I'd actually want to be you just to know how your brain decides things.
And in fairness, same, vice versa, because yours is a lot more ADD
Great,
than
Dobby,
mine.
Do you
want to
be me? Yeah. I'll be you, yeah.
I think, do you know what? And I don't mean to, this definitely isn't a compliment because so many people have said it to me in such a weird way, but I have never had so many people like say to me stuff like, sorry, I phrased that wrong. I'm going to start again. I've had so many people in my life say to me things like, I wish I could see how your brain works. And like, I wish I could understand how you make decisions, because I didn't know this or I didn't think this, but apparently the way I choose things or decide things or even just say things is very unconventional. So
I'd pick you
know.
Because I'd want to know what it's feel like to go to the gym.
Okay.
I do go to the gym.
She means properly.
Hang on. I do better cardio than
physio, therapy.
Well, yeah, but I still
all she gets
gym.
From you is a dodgy knee and a fucked up ankle. So.
Just feel like you're ill a lot more.
I am. But you know what? And this
I don't want to be put into that carcass.
No, but yeah, this is interesting. So our good friend Evie Meg, who a lot of you may know, she actually sent me an article the other day, and it basically explained to me why, or a potential reason for why I get ill so much. And especially, so whenever I have whenever I have a normal illness, whether it be a cold, cough, whatever, apparently my lack of appendix, genuinely, because it deals with certain bacteria that stops it spreading across your body, really sort of escalates any illness. So it'll give me horrific stomach pains and just overall body pains whenever I'm ill. So that's why it happens so much more and I can't deal with it as much, because it's like it takes over my entire body. There's my piece.
And that's why Harvey has that t-shirt.
Indeed, and apparently
I'm
about to receive
the one that says I have an appendix. Yes,
I'm about to receive one that says I don't have an appendix.
I'm happy for you.
And actually, on that, I do have to do a little nod to the people that were at the charity match today, as there were a fair few people that did want a shout out on the podcast. Not going to name any names, but they know who they are.
Oh, okay.
And that's for
happy
them.
Happy birthday!
So thanks for coming to the charity match today, even though I was shit.
If I just to circle back, if I had to live in a sibling's body, I would probably.
Also, I know what it felt. Wait, all my siblings are men. Never mind. I was going
to
say.
I would probably say Tilly, just because. Also, we didn't go to the same school. So that would be interesting to see.
But sure, I wouldn't get to go to your school, damn it.
I love how none of us even considered Leo. That's a whole load of mess.
No, but Leo would be interesting because actually going to his school would also be quite cool. Yeah. I don't know, living...
I don't think I want to think how he thinks.
Yeah. Living some of the...
I would not want to think how he thinks.
I get compared to Leo a lot, but even I'm scared of his brain. So...
I would not want to act how he acts. I would not want to think... I would not want to feel how
Pigs
he feels.
Pigs in blankets gate.
Yeah, we had a bit of a hiccup earlier between Max and Leo.
Bloody nightmare.
The pigs in
thinks
blankets
he owns
were at
the place.
State.
Yeah. And then afterwards...
he comes in for 2 days and he thinks he's all Mr. Yeah.
Hey, he needs to be here to defend himself.
No, he doesn't. Right now,
Max is really pissed off at Leo. Otherwise, he would have defended him. Tilly just is always perpetually pissed off at Leo.
The thing is, and what I will say to make my peace, I am actually, especially off camera, because admittedly, we do get our little jabs in on camera. But off camera, I'm always the one to defend Leo. I'm always the one to sort of help him out. And last night, when he was wankered and got back from where we got back from and was throwing his life up into his bin in his room, I was the one helping him.
And I was the one that, when I got up, you
ran away.
I was like, I'm not doing that.
And I went up and helped
him. I drove
him
home.
Got him to the bathroom, helped him clear up the sick, though I didn't actually do that much. I just... supervised.
Yeah. Delegated.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to touch it. I was like, mate, you've got to deal with that. And he was like, no, in the morning. I was like, bro, your room is going to reek if you leave that in there. So get rid of it. But yeah, sorry to bail him. No, that's wrong.
Throw him under the bus.
Thank you. Sorry to throw him under the bus.
Who knows?
Fair.
I would pick Harvey because, no offense, Max. I feel like Harvey's such like... You know how you have like a don't care energy. You like how people have beef with you, but you're just always like.
There's always music.
Yeah, there's always. I feel like I look at you and there's always something going on, and I want to know what that feels like. I feel like I would hate it though. I hope it's only for like a day.
It's hell. It's hell on earth. Yeah. I'm a prisoner to my own brain.
Being with like you would be similar to me anyway. I want to know what it.
Contrary to popular belief. I'm actually quite chilled majority of the time. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Unless, right this second, I am at the end of my tether. I am so done with everything and I want everything to be over. Not in like a literal sense, but like...
Thanks for watching. Hope you've had a lovely
but, like,
week.
In terms of how much we have been working recently and just like a lot of stuff is sort of kicking off and there's so much stressful shit going on.
Sorry, I just got a notification. Half of our audience just died of sadness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because of what you just said.
No, I know, but at this point in time, I am not my normal self, unfortunately.
Yeah, but that happens. Everyone has bad days.
Exactly, but when I am my normal self, I'm fine and I am chilling and I'm literally, my brain barely works.
Well, I'm glad we chose today to do the last podcast.
Yeah, I know.
What a day.
What a fantastic day for it.
So and who do you pick?
I thought I did, didn't I? Maybe I didn't make a solid choice. It is tough because you would both be interesting for different reasons. Mm. I pick Dobby. I would absolutely love to know what Dobby's doing.
I'd love to know how it's that hard to read.
Oh no, poor Dobby. It's okay, Dobby. I understand you. I feel you.
Looking at a piece of paper.
Oh, sorry,
like you're just giving
Dom.
Him code.
Oh, he's just trying to like, de-scramble it.
But he's wicked with a camera.
Yeah,
so
he's so good with a camera.
And with editing.
Yeah.
Just don't give him the instructions.
Yeah.
He'll
doesn't need a manual. Yeah.
He'll get there.
No, he's
right.
Good.
Thank you, everyone, so much.
We're gonna be taking a bit of a break.
So
you might not see us for a bit. And we can only apologize for that, but you can still see us on our social media, Max and Harvey official on TikTok, and Tilly Mills on Instagram, and Tilly's here too on
TikTok.
Yeah,
just so you know, if you search up Tilly Mills on TikTok, it does not come up. Don't know why.
Okay.
You have to search.
Might be a safeguarding thing. And also, just for the record, if you ever do want to make sure that you know when the podcast potentially comes back in future, then subscribe and turn on post notifications.
This is to you, to the people at home, to rewatch the entire series of the podcast and pick out your ultimate favorite moment. Leave it in the comments of this podcast. And at the start of the next podcast, we will relook at, what happened in the series
and we'll
before.
Shout you out.
Well, not everyone, but like we'll choose our favourite ones and
exactly.
reminisce.
Make sure you pick a good. And you even... can't be one of the ones that we said, because that's so unoriginal, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, it can if they like it.
But it'll keep you busy for the time that we're away from the podcast. I am sorry, because I do see in the comments how many people love this every Saturday and how much, you know, it makes their weeks, which is still mental to me. I don't understand why. But
we need a break.
For your support. We do need a bit of a break. We're doing some construction. I definitely need a break. But yeah, we're doing a bit of construction, and it just wouldn't work if we were still trying to film this at the same
time. We're knocking it down.
It's happening in here.
It's gone.
Everything's going. We're going to demolish it all.
But there will be some changes.
And we're going to make some music.
That too.
Not me.
Yeah, indeed. But yeah.
Thanks for watching. We love you all. Thank you so much. And still come and hang out with us on, you know, TikTok live streams and Instagram and God knows what else, wherever we are. Because we're not dying after this. We're still here. All right, and now 5 seconds to decide which video you want to watch. Bye.